Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't believe you.
There's no way that buying a birthday present for someone else can be selfish.
But you found a way, didn't you?
Sure did.
Why do you think that this is selfish? I feel personally attacked.
Okay.
As you should.
My girlfriend's birthday was yesterday,
yeah. And
I bought her an ice maker. I unfortunately made the mistake a couple of times saying for her birthday, I bought us an ice maker.
Exactly.
You bought yourself an ice maker.
Bought yourself an ice maker and just, you know.
She's going to use it so much more than I am. So really, like, if you look at the usage ratio, it's her ice maker.
Okay.
I bought it for her birthday. Just because I might be able to use it doesn't mean that it wasn't her birthday present.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, the intent, if your primary intent was to make her happy, and it was meant as a caring gesture, then it might be meaningful. Otherwise, just the slip of the tongue of R.
She bought me a coffee maker for Christmas. She also uses said coffee maker.
Okay.
I see a trend.
Yeah, I see a lot pattern of shared gifts. A lot of, hey.
She bought me the exact same one that she owns. So
she has her own.
She has one at her house, and then she bought me the exact same replica for my house.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you buy yourself an ice maker, or is this just...
Well, I don't need two ice makers.
I think these shared gifts, unless it was like something discussed ahead of time, where like, you know what I really want? Is this ice maker? I really hope somebody gives this for me for my birthday. Unless that was out there, I don't know. Just seems kind of...
This was a me gift more than a we gift, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You've never bought something for your wife, your children.
I
that
would
you're
never,
also,
and like, I can't believe you would insinuate that I would do something like that.
What? Yeah, right.
All right, TJ, are you jaded because you've received a gift that was quote unquote for you, but everyone gets to benefit from it?
Like buying a woman a flat screen TV.
Oh, that's a nice gift.
Isn't it?
A washer.
But you love to watch the Bills game. You love to watch Bridgerton. You love to watch movies.
Yeah.
You are using that TV.
It's a wee gift. That's a like a overall, you don't give that on a special occasion.
That's not a nice sweater
or
outfit.
Earrings or something
right.
That are more personal that you're not going to want to use too. Something just for me.
All right. Court of public opinion, 252-9233. Text in your thoughts.
So you're saying that if I continue to use the ice tray in my freezer and I don't touch this ice maker, it would be less selfish?
Correct. Yes.
I've no survived this long. I'll just keep taking it from the kitchen upstairs. There's no way that buying someone else a birthday present can be selfish. In my opinion, even if multiple people may benefit from that present. You buy a birthday cake, that cake is meant to be shared. You don't buy the birthday cake for one person to eat the whole thing. It's meant for multiple people to enjoy.
But it's got to be the flavor that they want, not that you want. Right. What if I like chocolate and you bought vanilla?
Yeah.
It's what happened to this? The thought that counts.
What happened to don't be selfish? What happened to that hope?
What happened to it's my birthday? Get me something for me.
You didn't get totally flamed on the text messages. 252-9233. It's kind of pretty split. It's not selfish. It's efficient. I can hear those words coming out of your mouth. Got my wife a new blender. She loves smoothies. I love not hearing her complain about the old one.
Now,
there you go.
If you're just tuning in, I bought my girlfriend an ice maker.
Yes.
She loves iced coffee. She loves to make cocktails. The fridge doesn't have an ice maker, so she's been going off. If both of us want to have a drink, that ice tray is gone in 2 seconds.
And this is at her place that she's taking it home to?
She can take it home if she chooses to.
So it's at your place.
Set it up last night and plugged it in my kitchen, yes.
So you bought an ice maker for her that's going to live at your apartment.
Yeah.
Well, guilty!
When you say it like that. She has an ice maker at her house. There's not one at my house.
Somebody's saying, at least it's useful. It's better than a useless gift.
That's true.
I will say that.
It won't sit on a shelf and collect dust. That is true.
What are some useless gifts that you guys have gotten? Because I tend to get gag gifts for some reason. People think that, TJ, we're going to get her a gag gift or a humor gift.
Well, like when somebody gets you a stuffed animal, you know, like a little plushy thing. It's like, that's adorable. And then what do you do with it?
I'm an adult. Don't give me stuffed animals. No, gag gifts. I mean, they're meant to be humorous, but they frequently end up being tossed aside after that initial laughter, right? That's kind of a useless gift.
Yeah.
Novelty items, anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, at least it's useful.
Useful. It's not going to collect dust. It was not a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have just bought yourself one and just called it a day.
I've survived this long without an ice maker. I can use just the ice tray. She's the one that seems frustrated that there's never any ice.
Does your refrigerator make ice? The freezer?
No.
See, mine doesn't either.
So you also need an ice maker.
Yes.
Should I get one for the studio? Then you could have ice here.
If you do that, it'll end up in my Myers RV because I want one for camping. Don't give me that look.
Oh my gosh. Isn't the point of camping like living off the land and being a man?
So I have that in my,
out there and
that's Canastillo. That's my ranch in Canastillo.
It's 1 acre.
It's a ranch. Okay. All right. It's going to have a gate soon. I'm working on that. Talking RVing. There's various levels of RVing. A lot of people RV in something that's better than their houses. And like my one friend, well, I'll call him out. Jason, I hope you're listening. He has multiple ice machines and smokers. Like he smokes meat while he's out there. He brings enough to entertain everybody and make everybody comfortable. He's the party man. That's how he rolls. So, yeah.
I'm trying to understand this world on wheels, but it's always hard for me to wrap my mind around.
It's all right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.